Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampol Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chidi. I'm reading from the book of James, chapter 1. Verse 5, it says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it shall be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for he who doubts is like the wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways." And let me scroll down to James chapter 4 and read one verse. Verse 8 says, "Cleanse your hearts, you double-minded." A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. The Bible says, "Let not such a man suppose he will receive anything from the Lord." Very strong language. So clearly, being double-minded is a major cause of unanswered prayer in the Christian life. What does double-minded mean? Many of us believe that because of the English words double-minded, we assume that it has something to do with your mind and thoughts in your mind. So as a result, Christians try so hard to block off any kind of negative thoughts to the point where they live in an alternate reality sometimes. For example, a few years ago, a very popular healing evangelist was visiting our country. And a lot of people were excited, you know, they were talking about the healings that they were expecting to see. But other people were saying, "But I heard that a lot of people who get healed in his crusades end up getting back sick." And a lot of people question if the miracles are real. And one old lady said, "I'm not questioning anything. I just believe." She was so desperate to not allow any negative thoughts to enter into her mind that she would deny reality just to hold on to positive thoughts. And that cannot be what the Bible expects of us, because the Bible says to test all things, prove all things, try the spirits, do not believe every spirit. So therefore you must question, you must challenge. You can't just accept only positive things and not negative things. But double-minded has absolutely nothing to do with the mind. I know that's counterintuitive because of how the word sounds, but double-minded is actually a heart issue. How do I know that? Because the Bible says, "Cleanse your hearts, you double-minded." It didn't say cleanse your minds. It says, "A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." It didn't say he's unstable in all of his thoughts. And that is something that a lot of people can't grasp, that faith and doubt are not mind issues, but they are heart issues. Similarly, double-minded is not a mind issue, it's a heart issue. Now it goes on to say that a double-minded man, or he who doubts, is like the wave of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. The illustration of a wave of the sea could be interpreted in two different ways. We know a wave is something that goes up and down. It has a crest, it has a trough. And because of that, a lot of Christians feel James here is talking about being up and down. Just like a wave is up and down, God does not want you to be up and down in your thoughts. But being up and down in your thoughts, or being up and down in your mind, is a normal part of living. Even James himself said, "If you are happy, rejoice. If you are sad, pray." He understands that you will go through difficult circumstances in life and you will have ups and downs. Ups and downs are a normal part of life. That is actually not the analogy that James is using. He does talk about the wave of the sea, but the issue with the wave is not that it has ups and downs. The issue with the waves is that it is easily tossed and driven by the wind. That is the issue with the wave. The waves have no stability. They just flow in any direction that the wind blows. They come in all different directions. They crash into each other. They are totally haphazard and they are not stable. That is the point that James was trying to make. That is the illustration he was driving home by talking about the wave of the sea. A double-minded man is not one who has ups and downs in life, or one who has ups and downs in his mind or in his thoughts. A double-minded man is a man who is unstable in all his ways and easily driven, just like the wave. Anything he hears, he believes. Any new doctrine that comes out, he is the first one in line. James is talking about Christians who are so easily influenced that they will believe anything somebody tells them as long as that person's name is pastor, apostle, or prophet. That is what double-minded means. Unstable. They don't stand for anything, so therefore they fall for everything. They are easily driven by their emotions, and therefore they are unstable in their walk with God. Today they love God. Tomorrow they hate Him. Today they are grateful that Jesus Christ died for their sins, and if you were the only person on earth, Jesus Christ would have died. But then tomorrow, they're like the children of Israel. Did God bring me here to die? Why didn't God just let me die? That is what double-minded looks like. Unstable. Driven by emotions, driven by needs, driven by everything except a firm conviction of the Word of God. In James chapter 4, James also told the people, one of the reasons God doesn't answer your prayer is because you're praying amiss. You're praying for selfish things so you could consume it on your own desires, on your own lusts. And then he goes on to say, cleanse your heart, you double-minded. So that gives us another clue as to what double-minded means. Double-minded is talking about people who are so attached to their own needs and their own desires, who are so obsessed with their own little life on earth, that they are more driven by their own needs and desires and wants than about what God told them to do. These are people who live for themselves. And because they live for themselves, they are subject to the up and down nature of emotions. You know, if God doesn't answer your prayer, you're sad. If God answers your prayer, you love God more than anybody else. But you're just like the children of Israel. Today you're singing, the horse and the rider fell into the sea. Tomorrow, you're cursing God because he brought you out here to die. And there's a whole movement in Christianity that capitalizes on that. Come and have your needs met. Find out this new prayer strategy to have your needs met. And this thing about having your needs met, I understand that we all have needs. But that is one of the biggest traps in the church today. Everybody wants their need met. The Bible talks about the cares of this life as being one of those things that stifle your Christian growth. The cares of this life. And the double-minded man is obsessed with the cares of life. His God is his belly, as Paul said in Philippians chapter 3. He is obsessed with this life and his needs. Sometimes our needs need to take a back seat. God acknowledges that we have needs. He said, cast your cares on him, for he cares for you. But God wants us to put our needs second and to put his kingdom first. And just because we don't see our needs met the way we want them to be met is not a reason to change your modus operandi when it comes to your walk with God. God calls us to be consistent. God wants us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. We will have good days, we will have bad days. We will have happy feelings, we will have sad feelings. That is normal. We will have positive thoughts, we will have negative thoughts. That is normal. That is life. Christianity doesn't change that. All of that is normal. Even Jesus had sad thoughts. He said, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful even to the point of death. Negative thoughts will enter your mind all the time. That doesn't make you double-minded. It's when you are unstable in your walk with God, unstable in your ways, that is what makes you double-minded. When you have no consistency in your walk with God. Sometimes people say, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and not seeing results. And I agree that that is a very good definition for most things in life. But when it comes to your walk with God, what God wants from you is consistency in doing what he told you to do, even if you don't see the results that you want, even if you don't get the blessings that you want when you want them. Consistency. Someone who is double-minded will tell you, why are you praying every day? Why are you praying every day and nothing is happening? Clearly you're doing something wrong. You need to change the way you pray. The man who is stable in his ways will say, it doesn't matter if nothing happens. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord anyway. So what God calls us to do is to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, regardless of what you're going through, regardless of how long you've been praying for something, even if you feel like God is not answering you or God is not hearing you, what God wants is for you to be consistent. Be consistent in doing what he said. It says in Galatians chapter 6, God is not mocked. What a man sows, that will he reap. In due season, if he faints not. So sometimes it takes long, but God just wants you to be consistent. Keep fighting, keep holding on, keep doing what you know is right, and God will reward you in due season. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Dr. Indira Rampol Chedi. Please check out our two books, Small Devil, Big God and I Kissed Waiting Goodbye, available at RIK bookstores throughout Trinidad. Small Devil, Big God teaches Christians how to overcome bondage through their walk with God. It helps you to identify some of the things that cause Christians to live in bondage and overcome them, so you can truly experience the freedom that Christ provided for you. Here is what one reader has written on Amazon. I don't have words to express how much this book has blessed me. It was life-changing. As I read every word, I could feel the chains of bondage falling off me. Now I look forward to praying instead of dreading it, which is how I lived for years. Thank you for writing this book. It should be mandatory reading for every Christian. I Kissed Waiting Goodbye is a book especially for single Christians looking for a husband or wife. It gives single Christians a biblical action plan to help you find a godly Christian spouse. One Amazon reader wrote, excellent read. If you are looking for a book that gives clear, sound, and biblical insight into dating and finding a Christian spouse, I couldn't recommend this book enough. It not only cleared up a lot of confusion I had as a single Christian, but gave me hope and excitement regarding the process of finding a spouse. Another reader said, absolutely love it. It gives insight into the scriptures in this important area in ways I never understood before. It's been so long since I learned so much from a book. I have to get copies for each of my nieces and nephews. Better to help them choose good spouses now than have to pick up the pieces later on. Thank you for writing this book, Indira and Denver. It addresses a very serious need in the kingdom of God. This will be a great book for your children. It is also a great book for parents and youth leaders, so you can give sound advice and counsel to single Christians. Our books are available at RIK bookstores. RIK has 7 locations in Trinidad: Queen Street, Port of Spain; High Street, San Fernando; Gulf City Mall; Price Plaza; Grand Bazaar; Long Circular Mall; and Trin City Mall. Our book will be in the local authors or West Indian section. Ask for them by name. Small Devil, Big God and I Kissed Waiting Goodbye, written by Dr. Denver Chedi and Dr. Indira Rampol Chedi. Each book costs only $100 TT, but provides thousands of dollars of spiritual value. I promise you that you will be tremendously blessed by them. You can also get copies as gifts for your Christian friends.
God bless you. See you next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.